This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find the iconic voice of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Greg Brown. Hello, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Are you in Miami yet or no?
Yes, sir.
How was
we got
it
in last
there?
Night.
How
is
it? Nice?
Yeah, it's bright and thunderstorms most of the afternoon and evenings. It's pouring.
Brownie, so. let me ask you something.
They got a roof on that thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And no longer have that statue in center field.
But they put a boat out there that shoots off fireworks when someone hits a home
run.
It's
kind of tacky, actually, and the statue itself was tacky. Brownie, let me ask you this. So we just went around. We're playing a game, a charity game, for our Feed the Need radiothon here today. And it's just the name game. And so the category was for me, Pony, and Donnie, around in a little circle, to name as many NL Cy Young winners as we could, one at a time, until somebody missed. We got, by my count here, 16
nice.
Cy Young winners. Is that an impressive number to you, considering the three brains here, or would you have expected a little more?
No, that's very impressive. Very impressive in my mind.
Do you like that Donnie, after only seven names had been said, just pulled Vern Law out of the mist?
He went Vern.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. One of only two Pirate Cy Young Award winners. I assume you got both Pirate Cy Young.
Right, yeah.
And that'll turn into three this year, is my prediction.
Yeah.
You feel that way too?
I feel like it. You know, a lot of things have to go right, but you know, he's the odds-on favorite. And
how's he looked in the spring to you?
He looks great. Yeah, it's only spring training, but he's ready. He's got the mindset and the arsenal, the body type, everything about him. He's just he's off the charts. So yeah, he's raring to go. He's like a bull ready for that gate to open on Thursday, man. His hoofs are hitting the dirt.
Brownie, it's insane for me to go and just double check on his baseball reference page that he is 22 years old. It just does not make any sense, man. Like the maturity, you just said it, the approach. Do you find yourself just kind of like going back and say and looking at him, how dominant, how great he is, and going, wait a minute, this guy is 22? Because I do.
Well, yeah, I felt that way when I first met him. Just the how mature he is as a human at that age. And this was over a year ago, almost 2 years ago. And so you add that to his baseball acumen and his baseball skill set, it's truly remarkable. And I know it's at times cliche-ish when you talk here, once in a generational talent, but he truly is. And it's something I think, we should just continue to embrace just being around him and being able to watch him every 5 days. And, I think we're lucky in this area that we've been able to watch a guy like Sidney Crosby and Mario Lemieux. They're once in a lifetime generational hockey talents, and now we've got one on this baseball team. It's a treasure.
Is he going to use that two-seamer that he experimented with in spring training? You think that's going to be part of the arsenal here from day one?
That's the other thing about him. I don't know. He keeps things close to the vest. He kind of almost brushes aside talk. You know, he brought it up that you know, he's working on a couple, you know, the cutter and so on. But, you know, the more he talks about it, I think the more he's just putting it in the back of people's mind. I think he'll show stuff, but his bread and butter. In fact, I was on Buster Olney does a podcast, a Baseball Tonight podcast. He asked the exact same question, and so everybody's talking. That's the talk of baseball this spring, was the unveiling of a cutter and how what an incredible pitch. And but for me, you know, and maybe he turns out he's going to throw out 4, 5, 6 pitches. I don't know, but. You know, he's just nasty with a fastball that he can locate at 100, 101, and a unicorn splinker pitch that baffled hitters all of last year. He's just, I don't know that he has to add too much. Maybe he will. Maybe he will. But that's one of the reasons I'm really, really anxious and excited about getting the season underway on Thursday, because I cannot wait to see what does he do when he comes out there. It's like, you know, every night is a premiere of a movie night with him. You can't wait to watch it.
Brownie, you've covered so many other teams in the process of calling Pirates games. You've seen other teams and great pitchers. I mean, are there any guys in terms of their dominance, their stuff, that I know Paul's only pitched 1 year, but like when you just look at the raw ability and ability to make major league hitters look bad, how many guys really stack up as being even close to in his league that you've seen in your travels and in your time in baseball?
Well, just because it's early, Chris, you know, the first guy that comes to mind, and people put it in your heads right away, too, of course. You know, you read it or you hear it when he's coming on board. They mentioned Doc Gooden, and obviously a different body type, but just that dominance from the jump, you know, right away. That's what I have in mind. You know, you talk about just a dominating pitcher of his time from the left side was Randy Johnson in recent memory. Then you talk about before that, and then Nolan Ryan, you know, talking about my lifetime. Those are the names that come up right away for me when he comes out there, and having either been in the presence of these guys watching calling games or as a fan growing up and watching a guy like Nolan Ryan. You know, before that, I remember as a Pirate fan growing up, even listening to games. Unfortunately, he flamed out because of an illness, was J.R. Richard of the Houston Astros, just this dominating power-type pitcher. They are generational, at times, once-in-a-lifetime type pitcher, certainly in Pirates lore. But those are the guys that come to mind.
Greg, who is going to get the lion's share of the work at first base until Horwitz gets back in there?
Well, whoever hits, that's what's going to be the bottom line. I mean, I'm assuming Endy will actually be there opening day. It won't surprise me at all that Endy Rodriguez starts at first base opening day. You know, if you go on spring training and how guys looked just comfortable at the plate, Endy and Bart and Sawinski, and I guess you could add Bay to that, were probably tops on my list, having watched those guys. So I think Endy, unless, you know, he doesn't hit, and then they'll search for somebody, and hopefully, knock on wood, it's not too long that Horowitz is ready to go.
Along those lines, how about Jared Jones?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a while before we see him. So I don't know. You know, I don't know.
I don't like that tone, Greg.
Yeah, the tone's ominous.
That's a melancholy Brown that I hear there.
Well, it's not good. I mean, that's just fact. It's just not good. I don't know. I can't put I can't sugarcoat that. And then obviously he's not going to be around for a while. So it was not good news. It was not good news. We say he's going to get a second opinion. So. I don't imagine we're going to see Jared Jones anytime soon. Ugh. It's not good. But the good thing is that they do have, you know, pitching, young pitching depth in the organization that is knocking on the door. I talked to a scout just before we broke camp, maybe three games left in spring, who I trust and who is very open with you know, he doesn't sugarcoat anything. I trust his judgment, and we're talking about different things that he has seen going across the state, mainly on the Sun Coast, the West Coast side of Florida. He covers up and down, and talking about pitchers, and mentioned that I had seen Bubba Chandler pitch that prospect game against the Phillies in Clearwater, and he said, yes, he had too. And he said, you know, of all the pitchers I've seen this spring, and he's seen every game or a game, he said he's the best pitcher I've seen. And I said, what do you mean? Wow. The best pitcher? You pirate? He goes, no, he's the best pitcher I have seen. And it wasn't even a doubt. And so for me, I'm thinking, holy smokes, this is like the second coming of Jared Jones. And I was almost surprised that Chandler didn't begin the year with the team. But now I heard that they want him to work on a secondary, maybe I think it was the curveball, somebody said. But I don't think it will be long before Chandler is in this rotation. And for that matter, maybe Harrington, who was impressive in a couple of Grapefruit League starts. So, you know, a loss of Jones, you know, for any length of time is going to hurt the team. It hurt them, you know, for almost 2 months last year. And he really wasn't the same when he came back.
Nope.
He put a great first half together, but then he got hurt and missed a couple months. So they need someone to fill in that role for Jared Jones if he's out for a long term. And it sounds like they've got guys, as I said, that are knocking on the door.
Greg, it was great getting to see you down in Florida. Can't wait to get you back north here for the home opener against the Yankees a week from Friday. Good luck.
Enjoyed it, Andrew. And Chris, look forward to seeing you guys both. Hopefully opening day, we'll see you.
We'll be there.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Greg.
All right.